Brunson, I think if we had named a defensive MVP, 3 sacks on the night, kind of knew what was it out there that allowed you to get the quarterback so often?
I felt like Coach, you know, really put me in good situations where I was able to have one-on-ones and, you know, time where I was twisting and things. And, you know, it was nice to have Travis in there, too, in the middle, so he could get a big push, and Tomasi and all those guys that were in the middle. So just happy to be able to, you know, help out the team and get after the quarterback.
After those first couple of drives where they were able to get some yards, what changed for you guys defensively?
I think as a defense, when people start getting yards on us, that just really just wakes us all up. And everyone just, their game just elevates, and people just want to, you know, get to the ball, play faster. And so, I feel like the defense, we just take, you know, yards on us. You know, we really take it personally, and we just want to go back out and play again and get out there and stop them.
Did you just come into this game expecting to get pressure like you did? The scheme, like coming into this game, coaches believe you guys can get to this quarterback?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We know that, they've thrown, I don't know for how many passing yards, but I know it's a lot. And, we were expecting them to pass the ball a lot, so it was a good game plan by Bronco so that we could be in the best situations to stop the pass game.
Could you see his mentality, the Cincinnati quarterback? It seems like he, as the game went on, he got more and more antsy because he knew you guys were coming. Can you sense that when you're out there on the field?
Yeah, I feel like you can sense a quarterback getting like that because he'll get one check and then he'll take off running or look for a gap or see his eyes just going back and forth fast, and that's what we want, and it was nice to be able to see that and cause that, I don't know what you call it, antsiness. To have the quarterback like that.
You mentioned how good it was to be playing with Travis at more full speed again tonight. What's the biggest thing that he brings standing there next to you that maybe nobody else can really do, nobody else can replicate?
Yeah, Travis, he always, because of his physicality and how he plays, he always demands a double team inside. If they don't double him, he can push that guy right back in the quarterback's lap. And so having him there just complements the whole entire defense and allows the defense to do it just a lot more.
Nick has joined us.
Franz, what's your sense on the sideline heading into the fourth quarter? I mean, last week their offense was able to do something, but for the most part, you guys have been really, really good in fourth quarters. What do you sense on the sideline heading into that final 15 minutes?
Heading into the final 15 minutes, I'd say people on the sideline, we just know it's this is our quarter. This is where we step up and we just bury them. And that's what we want to do. We want to have that feeling coming from the sideline, onto the field. And it just shows. Because people are confident on the sideline. People, all those players. We want the fourth quarter to be there. We want that pressure so that we can go and make some stops.
Nick, you had quite the night tonight. What did that feel like?
Yeah, that was awesome. I was waiting for a game like that, that doesn't come around too often. When it does, it feels great. I love this team. It's so good. Every time it comes down to that fourth quarter, like Russell was saying, it's something about us where it's just the lights out. So it's so exciting. You got to see a lot of different guys make plays. And one of the biggest things that we saw was Tanner didn't get sacked once. Bronson was doing all the sacking for the other team. And this was one of the games where we needed to make sure that Tanner didn't get hit because he was coming off that injury. So it was so fun for me.
Bronco said you had a lot of family here tonight. Did that make it even more special?
I mean, yeah, my mom came out here, and my dad moved out here a while ago, and he hasn't gotten to see me score, so I'm sure he loved it. He said that he was crying. Everyone was crying when I scored, so it was cool. And my uncle's out here too, my brother too, so it was really cool.
What goes through your mind when you've got a pass coming your way and you realize you are wide open?
Yeah. Sometimes you get nervous, but today I was laughing. When I was running my route, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so open. And when I saw the ball sailing, I'm not kidding you, I laughed. I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm wide open right now. And it just sailed in and made sure I got all my hands and all my body, because it doesn't turn out good if you try to catch with your body. So, it was awesome. I ran the end zone. zone, just see the fans going crazy. So it was super cool. And we go back to my teammates. That's probably the best part. We go back to your teammates, and just guys that you work so hard and so long with. You know they want you to do really good. So when you do good, it just makes you even happier.
Tanner seemed to struggle in that first half, but he picked it up in the second half. What did you see change?
I didn't think he did bad in the first half. He came up to us in the locker room and he told us. He came up and he said, like, hey, man, like, I'm going to step up this next half. And that's what he did. He came out and he did really good. He's a freshman quarterback. And a lot of guys tend to forget that because how good he's been playing. But he's a ball player and expected every week from him.
That first touchdown pass was pretty – that first touchdown catch was pretty impressive. What did you see in that one?
Signal fades, and that was formation where I wasn't supposed to be in, so I was getting ready to run off the sideline. And they're like, no, we'll stay in, we got fades. And I was like, oh, okay, like, let's do this. And he was lined up one-on-one, I ran the fade, and he put it in a perfect spot, back shoulder kind of, and I kind of just went up and just flipped man on the ground, and I got a touchdown.
Cool. I've seen those in practice and, you know, camp and stuff. Dream to finally actually have one of those in the game.
Yeah. It was just so cool. And I just knew my family was here, and they got to see it. And that's what makes it special, because I know they're probably even happier than I was, you know. So it was great.
Okay, thank you. Garrett Wilkinson is here. If you want to talk to him, come on down.
Bye.